Perk Bay's Mishnah Hey. Beshame Armim Lo Yochim Adam Chamin Luraglov. Beshame says that on Yontif a person shouldn't heat up water to bathe his feet. Halimkein Ruuyin L'Shasiyah, unless it's fitting to drink. He shouldn't cook the water because, like we know, the Machlekes Beshame Beisil, Beshame does not hold of Mitoch. Even though Beshame agrees that you're allowed to cook to drink, you can't cook to bathe. Because the concept of mitoch is mitoch, something's mutter for ochel nefesh, like food. It would be mutter, the malacha would be mutter to do for other things. But Beshame didn't hold of that, obviously. But what does the Mishnah mean when it says, unless it's fitting to drink, that there Beshame matters it? If you don't hold of mitoch, what's the difference if it's fitting to drink or not? I'm cooking it to bathe in it. So Taisus, based off the Yerushalmi, learns, Taisus Yontif brings this, that he actually drank it. But if you don't say this, Taisus Yontif says, what else are you going to say? Beshame doesn't hold of mitoch, so what on earth would be matter this? So Kivagar asks, I'll tell you what would be matter this. Hoil. And that's actually, it's more meduyuk in the Mishnah. If it's fitting to drink, even if it's not even drunk. Why would Beshame matter that? So hoil, we brought this up before, that for example, if a person cooked from Yontif to Shabbos, midiraisa, it's not usur, if you hold of hoil. Hoil means that maybe guests will come. So therefore, the cooking that I did turned out it was for the guests, and it's not usur. So to here, as long as it's fitting to drink, so some guests can come and drink it. That's why Beshame would say it has to be fitting to drink. Even if I cook it to bathe my feet in it, it's mutter because of hoel. Now the problem is the Rashba says that if you don't hold of mitoch, all the more so you're not going to hold of hoel. So this is not even a possibility, the Rashba says. However, Kivega brings a Gemara in Psachim that clearly says not this way, that even according to Beshame, that does not hold of mitoch, the Gemara there entertains that Beshame could hold of hoel. Taisus himself says this there too, and Rabbi Kivager leaves this as a tzarech in gadol. Why not over here just say that Beshame is holding of hoel, and that's why it has to be fitting to drink. And you don't even have to say the pshat that he had to have drunk it according to Beshame. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, Uveis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel matters this, because Beis Hillel holds of mitoch. You don't have to actually drink it according to Beis Hillel, doesn't even have to be fitting to be drunk. You're allowed to cook in order to bathe, because that gives you some type of benefit. And since the malacha of bishul is mutter for ochel nefesh, mitoch shehu letzarech, shehu nami shelo letzarech, as long as there's some type of tzorech. But it doesn't have to be achila. Now, we did entertain earlier with the Ravid that the Ravid held that other things are also called ochel nefesh. Even without mitoch, sometimes things are also called ochel nefesh, like clothing, it seemed to be mashma. Sending clothing, because sending clothing is like sending food. So Kivager actually says over here that it is possible to entertain that maybe Beis Hillel is mater here without even mitoch, just because it's called ochel nefesh. Warming the feet with hot water. But mitoch, since we know the machlokes already exists, it's easier to say mitoch. Now, Beis Hillel only matered one to cook water to bathe only the face, feet, and the hands, but not the whole body. Now, first, it's important to know that one's not allowed to bathe the whole body in water that's cooked on Yontif, because of Gzeira, that one may do this on Shabbos. What's the issue of doing it on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, it's also because we're afraid that a person may end up cooking the water. And even though Yontif, there's no problem to cook, like we just said, according to Beis Hillel, still, because of Gzeira of Shabbos, we're not allowed to even do it on Yontif Altu Shabbos. We're afraid he's going to end up doing it on Shabbos. But something that's cooked before Yontif, there they weren't so machmer, and then you can bathe your whole body on Yontif. That's what the Rab brings. And the Mishnah ends, Oysa al demedura umischamim kinegda. That according to Beis Hillel, this Taisus Yontif says is a libe de Beis Hillel, that a person is able to make a torch and use it to get warmth from it. It's the same concept of mitoch.